It fits beautifully, Mrs. Wentworth. Perhaps a little sleeve alteration,
oh,
but...
Oh, Miss Collins, could I see you a moment, please?
Of course, Miss Payne. Oh, excuse me, please, Mrs. Wentworth. I won't be long. You wanted to see me, Miss Payne?
Yes, I do. Would you please come into my office with me?
Of course. I just saw the sales figures for last week, Miss Payne. They're up from the same week last year and the year before.
Yes, I imagined they would be. The year before was the year you came with me, wasn't it?
Yes, that's right. I'll be here 2 years this month.
Yes, that's what I thought. Come in, Clay. Oh,
thank you.
You may sit down if you like.
Thank you.
Now then, you were saying something about sales figures, Claire. About the fact that they're up.
Yes. And I imagine profits are up accordingly.
How much would they be up if you hadn't been stealing from the shop?
Miss Payne.
Now let's stop the pretense. I know all about your declaring yourself in on the profits, Claire.
Well,
the only thing I don't know is how you're going to pay back what you've stolen. According to these records, the amount is $12,465.
I needed the money, Miss Payne, and I had to have it. I'll pay you back.
Will you? Then there isn't any more to be said, is there? $12,465 by Saturday of this week. That is all, Claire.
Saturday of this week? But I couldn't
If I don't have the money by Saturday, I shall turn the entire matter over to the police. You have until Saturday, Claire.
I have until Saturday to get the money. That isn't very long, is it? But perhaps it does give me time enough to find another way out.